grace, church. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated for a moment. And we know the Holy Spirit's already shown up. You guys can have a seat for a minute. I'll call you back up maybe in just a minute. I'm not going to preach the sermon. Let me tell you what happened to me. I'm going to take about 10 minutes here and share something with you, and then we're going to come back to some worship and close. I was preparing for today, and I was hearing some stuff from God, and I have a sermon that you may get next week. So I've just bound you to come back, right? You can't miss. But I told Keith, I said, Psalm 42 stirring in my spirit, so after I'm through preaching, I may have to have everybody sit down and share something out of Psalm 42. Well, that's what's overtook me, and there's a reason for what just happened. So I want to take you to Psalm 42, and we'll have to come back next week to this message. I was going to just, after I preached, I was going to have to share a little excerpt out of Psalm 42 because I knew something was going on in my spirit. And so I want to say a few things to you. There's healing in this church. A lot of you are going to get your victory this morning.
Yes, amen.
Now, amen. I don't think the devil won't withstand you. He will. And that's what I want to talk to you about just for about 10 minutes here. About 3 weeks ago, I would finish my first year of being on a treadmill 6 days a week. I'd lost 28 pounds. I was in the best health I've been in 15 years. I've never had bad health, really. I've been an athlete most of my life. I've got more turned to not exercising for a lot of years, and it caught up with me. I hadn't had gout probably in over a year. I've been subject to gout over time. About 30 years ago, I had a kidney stone, and it was miserable. I mean, I woke up in the middle of the night. My back was hurting. I'd worked in the garden most of the day, so I thought I'd pull my back. Come to find out I had a kidney stone, and by the time I got to the ER, my wife, we had to stop 3 times getting to the ER, which was about a 12-minute drive from where we lived at the time. And I had to stop 3 times just to roll out of the car and throw up on the side of the highway and get back in and go on. When I got there, of course, nobody was in the ER, but it took them an hour to get me back. I don't know how that worked out, but I was miserable. I was out there trying to pull the wallpaper off the walls. And anybody who's ever had a kidney stone, you know what I'm talking about. And so 3 weeks ago, when I went to South Carolina for a funeral, I had gout, the worst I'd ever had in my life. Well, not only was that a physical battle, it's the worst gout I'd ever had, but it was perplexing my mind because I knew I'd been taking care of my health and I was really bothered by it. And I've been wrestling with God. Of course, you know how my family's been wrestling soulishly with a lot of things that have happened in the last 3 months, a lot of stuff going on. I couldn't hardly even walk. I mean, I was miserable. And this took place for about 7 or 8 days. When Easter Sunday, last Sunday, I came to church thinking I had back trouble. Well, I didn't. I had a kidney stone. And it went from bad to worse after I left here. I got relief. I didn't feel it in the pulpit. I understand that. I know how the anointing works. I got over it. My elders prayed over me. I left here fine. Kept getting reprieves. I had another prayer Wednesday, kept getting reprieves. But on Tuesday, I heard the number 5. Well, this is like 2 a.m, so I rolled over to my wife and I said, hey, I'll probably be better at 5 a.m. because the Holy Spirit spoke 5 to me, and I know 5 is grace. I know it means grace. Well, I woke up the next morning. I wasn't better at 5 a.m. So I said, either he meant 5 days. I said, surely he didn't mean 5 weeks. My wife's trying to get me to do certain things. The people got ideas. But right in the middle of my suffering, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and changed my life forever. He spoke something to me. He caught me in the middle of my suffering, and He spoke to me. These last 3 weeks, I've had more physical pain than I've ever had in my life. These last 3 weeks. And some women who've had kidney stones and babies say kidney stones are worse. I mean, it's been miserable for 5 days. After the 5th day, thank God he was talking about 5 days and it wasn't 5 weeks he was talking about. But I know I would have missed what he spoke into my spirit if I hadn't went through that season of suffering. And I know we don't like to hear it, but suffering is part of the Christian walk. And God done something revolutionary inside of me, and He instilled into me some new freshness to lay hands on people by what He did in my life. I had to wait on Him. He didn't show up. And I was like the guy who worked the preacher. This happened years ago back in my neck of the woods before I was born, but they used to have a pew factory where they made handmade church pews down in the mountains there, and there was a preacher who worked in there, and one day he hit his finger, and everybody in the pew factory wasn't a Christian, right? So everybody was watching to see what he'd do after he'd hit his finger with his hammer. And they said, he looked around everybody and said, "Is there a sinner in here anywhere?" And they said, "Why?" He said, "I'd like for him to say a few words for me, if he would." Those were the feelings I was having in the last couple of weeks. As somebody come around, I was the flesh, boy, just being torn. And if anybody knows a little bit about kidney stones, how they rip and shred and tear to get through there. And so I was feeling all that, but I was grateful for the appointment that I had with the Holy Spirit. He showed up in my suffering. And I felt that. I even said these words, and that's why I want to take you to Psalm 42. I said these words, but I think I'm in good company when I said them. "As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." So what God does in suffering and in pain is He reveals our true desire. See, that's what He does. He reveals our true desire. And I was so glad that I was able to move through this challenge and this test, because it brought to me the surface my true desire. And this is my true desire. My soul pants for the Lord. I desire His presence in my life, in this church, in my family, in our community, in our world, in our government. My soul thirsteth after the Lord. And then He says, when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continue to say to me, where is your God? And I heard those voices. I mean, I'd done everything. Now listen to me. I'd done everything in the natural. I'm a pretty good eater. I'm addicted to lime water. I drink lime water with passion. I do a lot of things, especially in this last year. And then bam, everything I'd worked to prevent happened. Am I talking to anybody this morning? Everything we work to prevent sometimes happens, don't it? Sometimes we work as hard as we can with our children or our grandchildren, and something still happens. And where are we during those times, when those times hit us? And then he says, while they continue to say, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. And this is what I was going through. For I used to go with the multitude. I went to them, the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude of kept pilgrim feast. Some of you were saying that this morning. You used to go up with joy. You used to go up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. In your pain and suffering, your God is just as good. He's just as full of love. He's just as full of mercy. He's just as full of forgiveness. He is the same God today, yesterday, and forever. And I said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. And I was battling in the soulless realm. I was really battling. We've been battling for 3 months with a bigger issue. This just compounded it. He says, hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. That's what I was hanging on to. One minute I was praising Him. One minute I was hearing those lies of Satan. Another minute I was praying. And I was enduring, because greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world. Can you give Him praise? I said, my soul is cast down. I felt that. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calls the deep, the noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows have gone over me. I felt that. I felt that for weeks. Some of it social or soulish realm, and much of it the last 3 weeks has been physical. I felt that. You just can't get one wave dried off before another one hits you. That's what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, I'm standing on the seashore, And I get hit with a wave, and before I can get my bearings, another wave comes in and blasts me again. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Your God's just as much God during that time as He is any other time. And He's teaching me that more and more and more. And then He says, therefore I'll remember you. He said, these Noahs and water spouts, the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in His night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. To the God of my life. I will say to my rock, why have you forgotten me? I said those very words. I said those very words at one moment this past week. Lord, have you forgotten me? I'm in good company. Don't look at me that way. Jesus said the same thing on the cross, right? He said the same thing. But the Lord is seeing us through that, right? He's seeing us through that. The Bible said Jesus wouldn't take the painkiller, would He? Because He suffered everything that you and I are going to go through. He's already went through it. That's why Paul said in Hebrews that He's able to succor or to comfort those who come to Him, because Jesus has already been where I've been. My kidney stone can't even compare to what they did to Him on that cross or before they got Him to that cross. He went through every pain, every suffering, socially, mentally, physically, spiritually. He took it all so you and I could endure. He said, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Give Him praise. And I found this has been my experience, especially the last three weeks. He said, why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Everybody hears lies from the devil. You're not in by yourself if the devil is lying to you. He lies to all of us. He just wants to see if he can get us to bite on those lies. And as I taught you before, it's this entrance up here into this soulish mind, will, and emotions. That's when that entrance is given to Satan up there with the lie, then he starts working on our physical body and our spirit. He tries to get in anywhere he can. But he starts up here with a lie. Then you remember how did he come at Jesus? With lies. Can I get amen? That's how he came after Jesus, with lies. He said, if you'll do this, I'll do that. All lies. And what did Jesus do? He used the word of God against him. Don't listen. Tell your neighbor right now, say, do not feel sorry for yourself. That's the worst trap you can get in. Do not feel sorry for yourself. You may go through a season like me. There were times when I took 3 baths in a day in this last week with those jets pounding my kidney, trying to dislodge that thing on my own. But waiting on the Lord, and finally the Lord spoke to me on Wednesday, and then the release came after 5 days. He gave me the number 5. I misinterpreted. And I've told you all this, and I need to take my own messages. When God speaks, don't try to finish the sentence for Him. Wait till He finishes it. If He just speaks a half a sentence to you, hang on to that half a sentence till He comes. That's when we get in trouble, when we start trying to fill in the blank for God. He'll fill in the blank in His time. Can you say amen? Amen. And then He says, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? And this is what arose in me. When I got the word from God, He spoke something into me that changed my life. And I'll share that with you in due time. But He spoke a revolutionary word to me in my life. When that happened on Wednesday, I was still in suffering. The release didn't start coming until Friday evening. But He says, for I shall yet praise Him. Why? Because I know that my King has got my best interest in mind no matter what I'm going through. Can somebody say amen? My God is on my side. And I'm going to tell you, there were things that I was saying like, Lord, are you on my side? Am I on your side? I mean, I was so miserable because the battle had been raging for 3 months in the soulish realm, and then all this physical stuff began to hit. But let me tell you something. When the Lord does something, He does it right. I feel like this morning, and my wife can tell you, I said, I feel like I've come out of a major surgery and can't get any strength back. this morning, when that breakthrough started coming Friday night and yesterday and into this morning, I feel like I've not missed a day on the treadmill this morning. Let me tell you something else that happened. When God showed up and gave me those words and started dealing with me, there were other things in my body that were messed up. Those began to get healed too yesterday. I'm going to tell you something. Our God is on our side. He's a complete God. And I'm telling you, all you that got prayed this morning, Jesus Christ is your healer. He is your healer. Give Him praise. And the next time you face some suffering, look that suffering in the eye and say, I'm not looking for preservation. I'm looking for revelation. I want to see what God's up to. I want to see what He's doing in my life, because I want to be seated in heavenly places with Him. Somebody give Him praise. Can we...